Marketing Radio Network. Listen while you list. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. You can be our first Valentine caller. Yes, you. Just do it. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. I wonder how many people out there have used eBay to buy something that was long lost from their childhood.
I suppose a lot of people have.
Yeah, I talked about buying that Beatles 45.
Right.
Years ago, I remember we talked about, I found a copy of, the example of my first lunchbox when I was in school, and I bought that.
Oh.
It was plaid.
Oh.
Because I was too
hip. I loved lunchboxes, by the way.
You did?
Every year I got a new one.
Yeah.
I loved them.
I loved what was in them. Oh. Obviously.
No, I really, really loved them. So, I'm looking through Lynn Drawley's listings. Gosh, you know, there's an example. If she can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, she's a hard worker.
Seriously, but we know that she works hard to do this. But if you're listening to this right now and you're just kind of messing around a little bit with your eBay sales,
yeah,
she's got 17,000 things up there.
Yikes!
All right, but she does hire help.
She's got a lot of China.
Yeah, when I think of Lynn Drawley and eBay, I do think of Chinaware.
You do?
Yeah, because that's mostly what she used to sell anyway. Now she, of course,
yeah,
sells a lot of different things.
Yeah, she sells a lot of different things. But a lot of flatware, a lot of China.
Lots of it.
Dishes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And we've got some to sell, too, and I still don't know how to pack them. I'm going to have to look up her video. You don't have a video, do you, of how to pack a plate?
No, but I can tell you how to do it.
All right, let's talk about it right now.
Right.
Okay?
So if you're just selling one plate and you just have to ship one plate?
Well, I'm going to be putting, you know, like 10 of the same thing up there. But
oh,
yeah.
Well, you know what Lynn says?
What does Lynn say?
You should always split them up, so... Make sure people can buy just one.
Yeah, I am. I'm putting a multiple listing up.
Ah, good. Okay.
Okay.
So I've shipped China in my life. And what you do is you... So I use... I'm not a big believer in packing peanuts. I think they're messy. They're annoying for a buyer when you open the box. And they don't, on their own, they can shift... And the item can move to the side. What you don't want is your item touching any part of the outside of the box. So I use bubble wrap, and I use big bubble wrap for China. And the secret with bubble wrap is in order to suspend it in space so that no other surface is touching any part of the item you're wrapping, you have to use enough bubble wrap to make sure that there's every surface is covered by at least one, preferably two, bubbles to prevent anything from touching the edge especially. So you need the right size box, and it's going to have to be a bit bigger than the diameter of the plate. And I'll use bubble wrap to cushion the bottom. I wrap the plate in enough bubble wrap so that there's not a single surface, including the edge, is exposed. It's covered and buffered. And then I'll put that in the box, put bubble wrap around it, and then put bubble wrap on top. And when you close the box and you shake it, you should hear nothing moving. And if you really want to be super careful, and it's a valuable piece of china, you'll double box it. You'll put that box inside another box that's also been padded. But the most important thing, more than double boxing, is making sure that the item itself is not at risk of rubbing up against or touching or banging up against the side of the box.
Okay, well, that's a big help, and John was listening.
Good.
He's our shipping person. Yeah, we have a whole bunch of my mother's stuff. We're just going to, you know, put it up there in onesies.
In onesies, yeah.
Yeah, and I noticed that, I don't know if she still does it, but sometimes she will sell... Like a place setting of something.
Yes.
But she's an expert on all this stuff, so I don't know what would make her choose to do that over something else.
You could always ask her.
Yeah.
Why do you know? Should I put this up alone? Or,
right.
Or should I break it out?
We should have her on sometime for 11 minutes just to talk about this.
Yeah.
How to. Funny, John. Very funny.
Well, that's music for my ears.
That's it. That's.
You know how much I love dishes. Were those Hummels falling?
Those were Hummels.
I love it. Lots of new stuff for the bottom of the aquarium.
Yep. So,
but anyway, I just bought a pair of, you know, I collect, and I've written a guide about this stuff called Borghese. It's decorative arts that were plaster cast and then carefully painted.
Mm-hmm.
It was a company outside of Washington, D.C. from like 1910 to 1970, I think. And the seller, well-meaning, did not pack them correctly. In fact, he double-boxed them. But the pieces themselves, which are rather heavy, had minimal bubble wrap around them. And the edges were all banged up, and now it's useless to me. He refunded my money. I mean, it was no problem. He's filing a claim to collect on himself from the shipping company. But it wasn't the shipping company's fault, dude. You just didn't pack these well. So I got to do a video about packing.
I've learned the hard way over the years.
I don't remember if it's still anywhere up there.
Well,
it's an old one, probably.
They're using it, so you better look at it.
I better look at it. Because this is specific. This is packing delicate china
exactly.
or glass, for example.
That's what I would love to see you do.
Yeah, I'll do one.
So if we put eBay for business blog in here... I'm almost positive that was one of the ones.
I think it's an old one. If that's the case, then it would be because that video, if I remember correctly, that's an old video.
So it's called Bisquick Boxes and the Art of eBay Packaging. That's Shana Champion. It's a great little article, by the way, and it's got a picture of somebody who is quick tips for sellers by eBay packaging an item, and it shows you packaging a cup.
A cup.
A china cup.
Oh, let me look at this. I wonder how... That sounds very old. Bisquick boxes. Yeah, don't use Bisquick boxes. I think that's the point. God forbid.
Yes, that's the point.
Oh, my heavens. Look at that one. That's an old video. Well, not terribly old. Let me see. I'll tell you in a second once it's got started. Quick. Yeah, I'm wearing that shirt today. this was done up in Canada 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you might want to do one just, and I'm going to watch this one because it is a cup and I have tons of them.
Right. But you'll see it's the same idea. See, notice when I'm wrapping the cup that I'm wrapping it in two pieces because that way we make sure every surface, including the handle and the rim and the edges and everything, is going to be covered by enough bubble wrap to float it in space so it's not going to hit the sides of the box or anything.
Right. Okay, well, I'll watch this one, but, yeah, you need to do one on china, please, on selling
china.
Plates.
I'll do one
particularly.
On china. It'll be huge.
You know, yes, it won't be sad.
It'll be huge.
Yeah. Not a loser, no. Okay, so read it. Bisquick Boxes and the Art of eBay Packaging by Shana Champion and eBay for Business Blog. And watch Griff's little video in the middle of it.
And I do use packing peanuts in this one. I've since totally sworn off them because I put the thing, and it's not a bad idea. You can put the bubble wrapped item inside peanuts. But, you know, I just find that peanuts, packing peanuts are so annoying for buyers. You open them up, they cling to stuff.
And then what do you do with them? You know?
And then, you know, yeah, they're annoying as hell.
They are.
Yeah.
So the Borghese thing, I looked it up.
Yeah.
And so they made figurines sort of also like...
Yeah, they made a lot of stuff. And it was all based on, you know, they would make molds from the real thing. So back in the, you know, in the early 20th century, antique decorative objects were not expensive, but they were not common. So they would find something like a pair of, you know, mantle urns, and they would cast them. They'd make molds, and then they'd cast them in plaster. And then he had artisans who could paint the surfaces to look antique, and they were really good at it. So, you know, and this stuff used to come up, and I used to see it at flea markets or in thrift stores years. I'm talking years ago, 30 years ago. And because it was plaster, no one wanted it. And because the label said Borghese, they all thought it was made in Italy because of Borghese Gardens. So for years on eBay, you'd see people advertising it as, you know, Italian. And it's not. It was made in the United States. And there was a company that had this little warehouse outside of Washington, D.C. And the company was called Neapolds. And they would produce catalogs that they would, this is how the market used to work back then. You'd ship these catalogs to designer, decorators, department stores, and they would order what they wanted to put in, what they wanted to for inventory, and then they would sell it to retail. And it was an inexpensive way of adding these little decorative objects that look like real antiques all over your house so that you could show the world you had some taste.
So you fooled them again. Here's one. Vintage 5060 Borghese pottery mod beige and gold box, 3.5 by 9 inch chunky.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't say where it was made. Italian pottery girl flower basket mouth open marked Italy Borghese style.
Well, it could. So what they're doing is playing, they're kind of keyword spammy. Because if it doesn't have the label, the little paper label, it's not Borghese, but, you know. There it is.
Vintage set.
It's not a copyright issue. That copyright is, went into the public domain years ago. So
some of them do look like they could be your little statues that you like to break.
Yeah, some of them could be. You're right. But there's some rare ones. There's some that are uncommon. You know, I've got a few catalogs, and I keep an eye out for those.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
This open phone segment was sponsored by 6-Bit Software. Our lines are open, and so are our hearts. 888-RADIO-30. Call us on eBay Radio.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Smart sellers know that nowadays shipping isn't a one-trick pony. You've got choices. And smart sellers are choosing Indicia. Indicia goes beyond printing shipping labels at discounted UPS rates or posting tracking to eBay. Oh, sure, it's got the usual bells and whistles, hidden postage, electronic customs forms, and the ability to brand your shipping labels with your logo. But wait, there's more. Indicia also integrates with more than 200 third-party software providers, including your favorites like Vendio, 6-Bit Software, and GarageSale. Choose from Indicia Premium, Indicia Professional, or Indicia Platinum Shipper. There's even Indicia for Mac. With all of the features of Indicia Premium, just choose the Indicia product that's right for your business. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 401.
Promoted listings don't cost you a penny unless you actually make a sale. Teresa Cox is known on eBay as top-rated seller Club Red 97. She says it's easy and can boost your sales.
Fast and easy to set up. You get more visibility on your listings, and we all know that more eyes on a listing equals greater sales. And the biggest thing is there's no risk. You only pay if it sells. I've sold 113 items because of promoted listings and made about $2,800 in sales and paid $180 in fees. So it cost me about overall average of 6%. I'll take an extra 113 sales for 6%.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you
time to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research, to increase your online sales. Show us some love at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
I'm going to give away a Valentine. Maybe next hour we'll give away two or three Valentines.
What, and what kind of Valentine?
$25 gift certificates for Bubble Fast shipping supplies.
Oh.
Little Valentine.
Oh, okay.
Gift. So we'll have some trivia or something in the next hour. We're going to go to you, Betsy, in just a moment. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about chalkware.
Chalkware, yes.
Yeah, because I noticed in looking up the Borghese thing, chalkware came up a lot. So if you could talk to us about that, we would all learn something extra today. But first,
we
go to Dallas, Texas for eBetsy's Brief. Betsy, what do you have for us today?
I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Romance your items whenever it's appropriate and germane to the listing to do so. Include a couple of sentences or even a short paragraph after your bullet points with interesting information about your item, especially if it's collectible, ethnic, handmade, and or vintage, whatever. For example, you might include biographical tidbits about the artisan, designer, or manufacturer, the alleged powers of the item's gemstone or for what month it's the birthstone, the significance of a symbol or fetish animal, artistic techniques or materials involved in creating the item, anything intriguing you might know about its provenance. You get the drift. Giving your item some context makes it that much more interesting and just might help you make the sale. Now, back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you, and happy Valentine's to you and to John.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
So how many times today did either one of you hear people pronounce it Valentine's? I heard it three times so far this morning.
Once
a news person.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they drive me nuts. Don't even go there with me today.
I heard it for the first time just now when you said it.
Really? Because I hear it all the time. Valentine's. That's not what it is. It's Valentine. Hey, Betsy, that was great. Thank you so much. eBetsy's Brief. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So tell us about chalkware.
Well, so what we were talking about before, Borghese is a type of chalkware, really. But chalkware itself was an American term for items that were made of either molded plaster of Paris or sculpted gypsum and painted typically with oils or watercolors. And they were created during one of the two periods, most of it, from the late 18th century to the beginning of the 20th century. And I, over the years, have bought and sold a lot of that. And during the Great Depression, and the Borghese company actually started just before and operated through the Great Depression. And those created during the earlier period and during the late 18th through the 19th century were intended as more serious decorative art, often imitating more expensive imported English ware like Staffordshire. Those during the later period during the Depression were typically somewhat jocular. Early chalkware was often hollow, and it's difficult to find unblemished or undamaged because it's chalkware.
So the fact that it was during the Great Depression, was it inexpensive to make?
Yeah, it was inexpensive. So people, it was inexpensive to make and inexpensive to sell, and you got decorative objects. So there's these, you probably have seen them, Staffordshire dog figurines, for example.
Right.
And the Staffordshire dog figurines were not cheap in their day. You know, they're a different process. So people made molds and just cast them in plaster and then did a quick paint job, and there you go. And those were, affordable. So the hoi polloi who didn't have, the money to spend on actual Staffordshire could buy the chalkware versions.
So, you hear now about chalkware paint? Does that have anything to do with the old chalkware at all?
I have no idea what that is.
Hmm.
Is it paint that you use on chalkware? I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm not sure, but I'd like to look it up because I'm getting ready to paint a few things in my house.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And I hear that chalkware, I don't even know what it is. I'm going to have to look it up. But anyway, well, thank you for that, Griff. We've learned a couple of new things from you today, and we appreciate that.
My pleasure.
If you're listening to this and you don't know who Griff is, Griff was the first customer service rep eBay ever had. The very first. And he was sent to train other people, and he became the spokesperson for eBay Inc. And that's how I met him.
Yes.
Yes, because he was the spokesperson. They hauled you in that conference room. I'll never forget it. But anyway, when you call up and you ask a question, you're dealing with Griff. I come from the entrepreneurial side. I was the host of Entrepreneur Magazine Radio for 5 years. Plus I'm a broadcast woman of 51 years. Been in broadcasting. Yes. So that's my side here is kind of the entrepreneurial side, but Griff is the eBay expert.
I don't think
there's anyone in the entire world that knows as much about eBay as Griff does. So
no, there are people
in the event that you're new and you don't know what's going on here, Griff is the man. And we take your calls on Tuesdays on the half hour. For 3 hours on the half hour.
Yes, we do.
And we have guests the other half hour. And then on Thursdays, we just take your calls and your emails. No guests at all unless somebody does a pop-in or two. And so on Tuesdays, we're on 3 hours from 11 until 2 Pacific. And on Thursdays, we're on 11 to 1 Pacific. So people who call in and ask questions of Griff are getting somebody who really knows his stuff.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is, but it's so true.
Okay.
Okay, so people are sending me emails about chalkware. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, fantastic. That's good to know. This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, networking and serendipity in our second hour of eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-Bit stores your item info forever. 6-Bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-Bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-Bit Software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.